tuning to the meeting of the Inner Circle. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I am so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be right here. And I am always praying that you are finding ever more inspiration to commit to walking in the light of the truth of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For it is all there is existence itself. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. It is beating our hearts. It is breathing. It is our commonality. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to exalt it as that which is the harmonizer, that which constitutes the oneness of existence, the unity that is already in full effect. And I'm the one to remind us that this day in timelessness in which we're living is potent with opportunity for us to really gather our wits about us, come to a point and place where it really matters to us, that we shall be victorious and triumphant over the scheme of the beast to distort organic world progression, that we can claim our rights to be righted after following those who have been wrong for so long, for being in a place and space where it truly matters to us, that we shall exalt a full life's urge to come to a point and place where we realize that the scheme to create divisiveness so that we have no power, no potency, no collective harmony, organization, wealth, cultivation, that we must consciously care to do nothing to undermine ourselves. To be in a place and space where we are mindful, we are thoughtful, we are considerate, reflective, respective, introspective, repentive, that we are mindful of there being absolute law that governs our being, and that we care to be held by virtue of our right alignment with it, our attunement unto it, being in a place and space where we're willing to clear, cleanse, purify these body temples so that we are in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and that we are under the auspices of our souls while we are on the planet, and to know that we should not be dying here, that when it comes time to leave, we should have lived fully, we should have loved passionately, we should have given, we should have truly cultivated that which is the intelligence of our own beings, and consciously caring to be a glory into the lineages that we represent within a now moment that requires us to rise, to be in a place and space where we are having an understanding and an understanding as to that which is necessary for us to stand in the light of the condemnation and judgment that has already been issued from the exalted worlds upon this world as a result of its legislation and perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, warfare, dysfunction, degradation, violation, and all of that, which has the world war torn, and has us in a place and space where we question whether there is a God or not. And are coming into a point and place where we understand that there are gods, there have been many gods, and that we, in the class of Earth residency, are here to master ourselves, to become very centered in our right mind, to be in a place where it is a natural process for us to truly care, to be caring, to be reverencing, to be respectful, to be obedient, to have an understanding that we can't allow anything to control us, not our own passions and desires and lusts, but to come to a point and place where we have only a wholehearted desire for right alignment with that which allows us to be truly victorious and triumphant in our living, so that we are able to graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors. Having activated every fiber of our being, having consecrated these body temples so that the true spirit of the living God and goddesses have been completely re-enthroned in our temples, so that we are having a direct relationship and rapport with that intelligence that we refer to as God, being in a place and space where we are vehicles of its love, vehicles of its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, its potency, to be in a place and space where our talent, skills, and abilities, and we are truly cultivating the generational wealth which we have already inherited by virtue of our genealogy. It is for us to realize that ones and ones would have us think that the truth is not for everybody. They'll say, sister, you know it ain't for everybody. But breath is for everybody. Air is for everybody. Water is for everybody. Life is for everybody. Truth is for everybody. But we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that we have the free will to choose the lies that we are entitled to be willfully disobedient, disrespectful, disregarding, dysfunctional. That we could be stuck in the stupefaction, inebriation, intoxication, and limited to our own belief systems that we have been given. We didn't even come to them by ourselves. These are the things that were forced upon us through our miseducation, our religious training, and our socialization and whatnot, so that we have been fed that which has no substance, that which does not facilitate the true and proper cultivation and unfoldment of the divinity of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is our commonality. And as we are witnessing how many ones, the quickening that is happening in terms of how quickly and how many people are leaving or dying, and to understand that we each will have our day, and that what we're doing every day is bringing us closer to that fateful day where we will either leave and graduate, or we will die. And I'm the one to remind us that we should be living our lives with the conscious knowing that we should be leaving. We should be able to get out of these bodies as living spirits, that we should not be dead people. And all of the programming that we see dealing with the zombieism and living dead and all of that puts us in a place and space where we have to really care to be fully awakened, to be fully alive, to be fully conscious in the understanding and the understanding that we are dwelling in the infinity of possibilities, and that if we can think the thought, if we can consider it and contemplate it, then we can create it, because we are co-creators in life as intelligences of existence, and that our thoughts and our will and our desires are permeating and penetrating and radiating from us and creating that which is materializing. And so as we are ending this frequency of 2018, it is good for us to be thoughtful and mindful as to what it is that we have accomplished within ourselves. There are ways of measuring our success that we have been used to in terms of our credit score and our raises with our jobs, how much more money we're generating, how much fewer taxes we're paying. But the real substance of ourselves is that which is truly the success and the fulfillment of each frequency. The end of each frequency every year brings us an opportunity to truly mature, where the essence of who we are is these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are ever more in the integrity of the truth of ourselves as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, being supremely present and aware of the limitlessness, the boundlessness, the miraculousness, the phenomenalness of being itself, of existence itself, that we are fully reverencing, respectful, have a heart overflowing with praises and thanksgiving for the abundant blessings there are in just being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to come to a point and place where we are content and valuing the simplicity of our lives, that we're breathing, our hearts are beating. There is no amount of money that has greater value than one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And no matter what our bank accounts look like and what our situations and circumstances are, we are always dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it matters that we're reminded of that, because sometimes we forget how divine it all is. We are walking with our heads down when we were told to keep our head to the sky to realize how much more of existence there is. And for whatever degrees of degradation and deprivation and starvation and all of that that exist upon the planet, there is absolute order throughout the cosmic. And the earth is in flotation and rotation within the very presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. So there is always more light. There is always more wisdom. There is always more order. There is always more divinity. More space, more air, more of everything that is divine. And so it matters our perspective and our perception, and to realize that our perspective and our perception is influenced by the substance or the lack thereof of that which we're consuming, that which constitutes true blood. And to realize that our spirits are charged upon our blood, and the quality and the condition of our blood is going to lay foundation for the quality and condition of our thinking. And what we see and what we witness is that there are so many ones who are truly not thinking. We may be entertaining thoughts. We may be watching and viewing other people's lives as a result of having so much technology that we can step into anybody's living room, a car, a bedroom, or whatever. And in my estimation, most of it is distraction from the absolute reality of what we could be thinking and how we could be communicating with that which beats our hearts and breathes us. To be in a place where we are learning how to pray without ceasing, how to really recognize and be aware of that which is listening for our prayers, our attunement, our harmonies. It's not for us to harmonize with one another, as it is for each of us to be harmonized within the laws of our being, which allows us to come into the greatest degrees of harmony and unity, is that we each are taking and making strides on a daily basis to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we become one with existence itself, one with the intelligence of existence itself, coming to a point and place where we are able to hear what other ones can't hear, to perceive the light and the wisdom and the truth, to come to a point and place where, regardless of situations and circumstances, we can remain centered in the reality of the presence of the absolute. To be able to live without fear. To be in a full faith, the knowing and trust of that which we refer to as God, as Yah, Yahweh, Allah, Jah, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever name we may refer to the God of our worship, the issue is, are we reverencing and worshiping our own lives in our own body temples? And the opportunity that we have to be eye-to-eye, heart-to-heart, face-to-face with any of those ones who we come in contact with, and are we in integrity in terms of our commitment and our intention to respect and appreciate that conjunction and that connection, and to really be open to receive and to give the exchange, to charge one another so that we each leave each other having been enhanced and enriched as a result of the communication and the interaction, to be in a place where we are always adding unto. When we are really caring to be filled to overflowing with the wisdom and light that allows us to be saved, to be in the refuge, to be in the grace and the protection of the Absolute, the grace and the protection of the Almighty, to be under the auspices of the Lord because we are diligent and obedient and harmonious with the laws that govern us, that puts us in a place and space where we are not going to desecrate and defile ourselves. We're not going to burn our lungs up. We're not going to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of other beings, or put ourselves in a place and space where we are always trying to get over on other ones, to take and to rob and to undermine. And see, there are those who are oriented in that way. And that this whole country has been founded by those who are oriented in that way. That they could not come and create mutual cooperation. They had to come undermining, subjugating, violating, killing, desecrating, defiling. And there's karmic debt that this country and other countries all over the world, as a result of their colonizing and co-opting and violating, warring, extracting, creating chaos and confusion. We have to realize that the light has the right to prevail, but we cannot really earn our way to be all prevailing if we don't care to be in the light and to understand that light is all there is. We're already in it, but it cannot permeate and penetrate a body that is filled with sludge from the rot of carcasses and the toxins and the preservatives and the antibiotics and the hormones and all the chemicals and the pharmaceuticals that are saturating and concentrating and contraindicating in our cells, our tissues, our brains, our organs, our glands. We are in need of a serious clearing, cleansing, purification so that we can be a restored, revitalized, and revivified and resurrected humanity of people. To understand that it is beyond race and religion and sex, nation, gender, preference, and otherwise, we are all being called to rise. We are all being called to acknowledge the divinity of life itself. We are all being called to stop supporting those industries that are raping and violating Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and any of her creatures. We are being called to have an understanding and an understanding to the oneness that there is, and that we cannot do against others without creating detriment to ourselves. And all of the dis-ease comes as a result of us never having been properly supported, never properly oriented, never properly educated or religiously trained to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in being upon the planet actually is. And so our caring to self-realize, to realize the one eye, the real eye that truly sees through every eye, and to care to see clearly, to see truly, to see as the absolute and supreme intelligence, as the cosmic eye, so that we are seeing the oneness, we are facilitating the harmony, we are enhancing and enriching and uplifting and supporting and facilitating the greater good and the greater growth and the greater unfoldment and cultivation. That we as men, the progenitor of lineages, should be supported in understanding how to be real men, how to be real loving, how to be very caring, how to be communicative, how to express the light of who you are as the sons of God, to care to be in right alignment with the light that is your truth, as opposed to being in a place where you exalt your right to be wrong, your right to your own theories and opinions, your right to be inebriated and intoxicated and violating. We're in a moment where the wounded man has to take responsibility for raising completely up, for realizing that we, as well as our brethren, as well as our fathers, as well as our grandfathers, that none of us got what we should have gotten from those institutions that took responsibility for giving us an orientation as to what life is and what success in life looks like. And to realize that when you really care to be influential in the lives of other ones, then you have the responsibility to get centered as to what the purpose in being is. How can you influence other ones when you've not taken responsibility to really understand what is needed in the now moment in terms of being able to restore and cultivate the light of the people, or to lead them forward to their own lost light, to inspire them, to motivate them, to put them in a place and space where they are reaching for the light and the truth of themselves, as opposed to doing anything for a goddamn dollar. And so those of us who would care to be influential in the world, then we have to take responsibility for doing that which is ours to do, in aligning ourselves with the laws of our being directly, in being committed to the laws of existence. It's not about just being committed to being vegan or vegetarian. That's not it. It's about being committed to the unfoldment of the truth of oneself as a living, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence. To be in a place where you want to be surrounded and bathed in absolute love, that you care to be a vehicle of absolute light, that it matters to you. To be in a place where you are able to reach those that you care for, that you are really acknowledging your responsibility to be able to serve the light. Because we've been served death, ignorance, disobedience, disregard, disrespect, disorientation, dysfunction, degradation. And it's not good enough for our children or our grandchildren to be in a place of stupefaction and inebriation and autism and diabetes and heart disease at 10 and 12 years old because we've been feeding them hot dogs and hamburgers and Soylac and Similac, and we gave them everything other than what they really, truly required in order to be optimally functioning at the cellular level so that they could be in the natural progression of unfoldment as intelligences of existence itself. And so the duty, obligation, and responsibility that we have as men and as wounded men in the perpetuation of life, as we care to reclaim that as purpose and being, to know that it is not optional, that that is mandate in order for us to be restored. And it takes time to clear and cleanse and purified. So if it takes you 40 to 50 to 60 years to decide to be clear, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, and then it's going to take you time to actually do the daily workings of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration, the rejuvenation, so that you can walk in the fullness of who you are, to allow that which is your gift, that which is your inheritance, that which is the greatness of the lineages that you come from and come through, to have your DNA activated, and you are able to, they say, break the generational curse. No, you are able to set the precedent for the progression of your lineages because of your conscientiousness, your care, your love, your commitment, your willingness, your eagerness, your enthusiasm, your intensity of intention to represent the greatness of the ones that you are. And that there is nothing that has been created by man that is greater than the will of existence, the laws of existence, the progression of us as a people, and how we are to progress in harmony with all of existence itself. What we've seen over the period is that there are those who deal with the metaphysics and the unseen, sublime, and all of that, and they never deal with the food issues. They never deal with the issues of our cellular oppression. They never speak to it. They have us thinking that how we feed is just about choice. And I'm the one to say that we are divinely designed and designed divinely, and no one was designed to feed off the carcasses of dead animals, because we are held by law to honor, to love that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that which we refer to as Mother, Father, Creator, God, Yah, Yahuwah, Jah, Allah, Jehovah, whatever names we may give it. It is the life force and essence of absolutely everything, everywhere. And nobody has been authorized by the law of existence, the intelligence of existence, to kill in order to live. We're in our moment of eternity where we have to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole, to being cleansed in order to be healed, so that we are able to have the light and the wisdom to know how to serve in order to fulfill the requirement to be vehicles and vessels of the love and the light and the wisdom and the truth and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency that allows us to experience the true wealth and prosperity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and mortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. It is our now time to dwell in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be fully committed to being supremely intelligent in the oneness and the harmony of the whole. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you. and invite you to join me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your technology through your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your support, for your diligence, for your consistency. And I am praying that you are being consistently inspired and motivated to be ever more disciplined in the light of the truth of all that you are is this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, because where we are as a global humanity requires us to really step up, to come to that place within our own hearts, within our own body, minds, and souls, to be in a place where it matters to us to be able to take our lives, our health, our finances, our resources, everything into our own hands, with the light and the wisdom with which to do what's truly in our own best interest consistently over time. What we witness in the world, in so much of the starvation, the molestation, the rape, the sex trafficking, the continued enslavement, the disenfranchisement, the refugee status of so many, you know, that we're in a place and space where we are in global crisis. And we're in global crisis because there are those who have taken responsibility to conquer the world without taking the responsibility to master the love that requires them to truly be able to prosper, to truly be able to be in leadership, in life. And there are no forces, there are no ones who can truly prosper except by obedience and obeyance into the laws that govern existence itself. And they want you to think and want to appear to be so wise and so smart and so shrewd and all of that, but to be wicked is the foundation for most of what we're seeing, the wickedness, the lawlessness, the lack of love and care, the intent to make sure that other ones are undermined and being warred against. And so we have to realize that a system, a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide is destined to fail and is destined to die. But in that death, we're not talking about just systems. We're talking about people. We're talking about billions of people who will not take responsibility to realign themselves, one with each and every breath, with that which beats their heart and breathes them. We are in a now moment where it is our turn to realize that there are no ones that can outthink the intelligence of existence, can outplan it, outplot it, outlast it, outlove it, out anything. The reality of it is that life is going to have the last laugh and the last stance. And those who are not committed to living, those who are not committed to the laws that govern existence, those who are not committed to the true way of prospering will cease to exist in just a bit of time. And so our now moment requires us to care to be on the right side of existence itself, not just on the right side of history, but on the right side of existence itself. And I guarantee you that you will not survive where you are not committed to living, you're not committed to life, you're not committed to law, you're not committed to clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, being reborn, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. I guarantee you that there is a thing called death here. And we've been taught to be glib about it, to feel as though death is the natural culmination, eventuality, destiny, and fate of everybody. And so you're glib about your right to choose that which undermines you. We've been socialized to believe that we can feed off the carcasses of dead animals and then thrive. That we can fill our bodies up with the pus and mucus of cows with the aborted fetuses of other beings and live well. We think that we can work on behalf of interests that are self-interest, that are detrimental to the planet and everything else, and prosper. We've been tricked into thinking that we can truly live and prosper in a culture that rejoices in its right to be wrong, that has sowed within the very fabric of the educational system, the religious systems, the socialization and all of that, the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. We think that we're just spirit beings having a human experience, and the experience is all right. Whatever the experience is, it's just for our learning. But there's no real purpose in being on the planet other than for the experience of being here. And then we have the right to choose to do whatever the hell we want to do, regardless of how it impacts and affects other ones. We've been socialized to not consider the purposes of existence, but to follow the mandates of men, to reverence and worship men, to build monuments and statues to men, to hold ourselves marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, and to be in a place where we feel we can be in that way and still be doctors and lawyers and surgeons and judges and all of that, and we're in our right mind. Really? Really? That we can maintain and sustain institutions that facilitate sickness, illness, disease, and death, incarceration, violation, and all of this. And then everybody just continue to do the same thing as if it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to lead children into greater degrees of sickness, illness, disease, and death because you refuse to change, because the dairy industry and the meat industry and the tobacco industry and the alcohol industry and the sugar industry and whatnot have taken charge of the world. And your preachers and your priests and your teachers and everybody is buying into the right to be wrong, inebriated, intoxicated, violating. We're in a now moment that is requiring us to stand up, to stand forward, to get up, to come to a point and place where we care to raise completely up, to be completely cleared from our violations, to be completely cleared from the cellular memory of being wrong, for being in a place and space where we are accepting that there is inherent duty, obligation, and responsibility in living to serve life itself. To be in the mindfulness, to understand that churches who take responsibility to guide masses of people in doctrine and scripts and all of this, and then they teach nothing about how to eat. And make you think that, oh, you can just pray over it. But how in the hell can your prayers be that powerful when your body temple is filled with the rot of carcasses and fetuses and alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and things that are literally robbing you of the very essence of your life force? And because you call on Allah, you call on Jah, you call on Jehovah, you call on Jesus, or you call on anybody, you think that there is salvation when you do not care to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified and to be in a place where your spirit is attuned to your soul. We're in a now moment that's requiring us to really take responsibility for aligning ourselves with the essence of life, the truth, the light, the wisdom, the peace, the poise, the intelligence, the order that allows us to dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to be in a place and space where every breath and every beat of our heart, we realize the gift that it is, we realize the wealth that we have because we have access to the infinity of possibilities, and we have the opportunity to be completely cleared and cleansed of the violations, to be in a place and space where we are repentive and we are thoughtful and mindful and caring to be corrected after following those who have set the precedent for being wrong and wicked and sinful and ill and diseased and dying. It is time for us to realize that as many you are born to be the progenitor of lineages of people, and whether you care to bring children into this world, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to serve life. To be a benefit and a blessedness, to lay foundations for that which enhances the lives of women and children and communities and whatnot, not just to build monuments to men and to preoccupy yourselves with games and balls and sports and money, and then to dissipate your life force in sensuality, sexuality, inebriation, intoxication, and all of that, and then want to be respected as real men. When those things that you fill yourself up with have no substance, and they put you in a place where you have real no values and no substance, and you become addicted to your fleshly base desires, but you want to be respected as real men without having an understanding and an understanding and a care to be outstanding and upstanding with that which allows you to function as the sons of God. To be rightly aligned in that which is wisdom and care. To give you a peace and a poise that allows you to not be compromised by the sons of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, who are vying for your soul and your attention, your life force. We're in a now moment where it is duty, obligation, and responsibility as wombed men, the perpetuators of life, to know that we have to take responsibility to really do our own due diligence in healing ourselves, because the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industries and whatnot have served us death. The food industry serves us death. The school systems do not teach us life, do not support us in understanding the divinity of our own being and how to cultivate us so that we are an outpouring of the greatness of the lineages that we represent. We are in a place and space where we need to stand on behalf of light itself to understand that there is no success that anybody can have here when you have no commitment to living according to the laws that govern life. And you think that man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. It is time for us to remember that our bodies are where we truly live. Our bodies are the temples. And within these bodies of spirits that we each are permeating the cells and being charged by the quality and the substance of the blood and being influenced by what it is we are hearing and thinking and feeling and whatnot, coming to a point and place where we get very focused in being victorious and triumphant in the realm in which we dwell upon this planet. In the physical, material, corporal realm of existence that is still governed by spiritual laws. And to know that our rejoicing in the law, rejoicing that we have that which helps to realign us and reconcile us and help us to be remembered in the wholeness of existence, to put us in a place where we can be cleared and cleansed of our sinfulness, to be renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to accept the divinity of existence and knowing that we were designed divinely and divinely designed so that that which has manifested and womb manifested itself as sickness, illness, and disease has come as a result of either not knowing the laws of ourselves, ignoring the laws of ourselves, not being taught the laws that govern ourselves, and not caring to shift. And now we have to care to be realigned with the truth of that which allows us the freedom that facilitates our true liberation, liberation from the depths of degradation and the valley of the shadow of death and the depths of hellaciousness, sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, disinterest, discontent, and all of that that puts people in a place where they would rather be dead because their lives are not worth living. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that we have been served a bunch of garbage, and the garbage is filling our body temples. And as we get intensely intentional in being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, that we truly can be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified to really stand in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is the source. It is the reality of each and every one of us, regardless of where we've initiated ourselves upon the planet, where we came, where we touched down, what we've done, regardless of what hue of people we are, what our preferences are, our gender orientation, our sexual desires, or any of that. The intelligence of existence is the commonality of us. The intelligence of existence is that which animates each one of us. The intelligence of existence is all there is, and we are absolutely immersed in its reality. So how could we really live and not respect it? And not respect ourselves and think that what we do from Friday to Saturday, sundown, or what we do on Sundays or what we do on particular days constitutes the reality of how we worship, when how we worship is what we do all day, every day. You pay attention to those who are putting a monetary value on existence and those who are not producing financially, or what we think is no production financially, are not respected. And these are the ones that they have now termed as useless eaters. And for those who continue to facilitate the initiative of a global genocide, then these ones deserve their death. and these ones who participate in the marginalization and the disenfranchisement and the extractions and the warfare and the murdering and all of that of all of these people and all of these creatures, understand that Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the intelligence of existence and those intelligence that are the administering intelligences on behalf of the whole of existence and the cosmic government directly will see that justice is truly served. There is no way to avoid it. And people have been chanting, no justice, no peace. No, there is justice and there is peace. Peace is accomplished love, and love is the harmony of the whole. Love is the recognition of the truth that we are all held in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence directly, and the reverence and the respect and the appreciation and the gratitude and the acknowledgement and the care and the thanksgiving. You understand, we have the opportunity to be harmonized in virtues of character that allow us to really be in the oneness of existence. See, the divisiveness is something that has been instituted at the cellular level when you are feeling entitled to feed off the carcasses of dead animals, when the carcass of a dead animal could never nourish you. It lays foundation for acidity and toxicity and the proliferation of maggots and worms and organisms in your body that begin to reproduce themselves and create waste in your system where your spirit dwells. And all of the mental illness and the depression and the schizophrenia and the bipolarism and whatnot is rooted in the filth that is in the body, charged upon the blood becoming sludge, and then they're putting you on blood thinners and telling you not to eat greens. We're in a now moment where we have to stop the madness, and by accepting the law, accepting the order, accepting the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the wholeness, towards the greater good, caring to be rightly aligned, caring to walk in the fullness of the all that you truly are as a living being, a spirit being that is having a divine experience in the earthly realm, because you are attuning to the laws of love and the law that is light and the light that is wisdom and the wisdom of perpetuating that which creates wholeness. This now moment of eternity is always giving us another opportunity to think a greater thought and to make a better choice. To accept correction. And to facilitate our healing and our wholeness. To reverse the ravages of dis-ease within our bodies, our hearts, our minds, or our spirits. To be able to express that which is love and that which is care and that which is truth. And to use all of our talents, our skills, and our abilities, our labor to work on behalf of the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light through our consistent commitment and recommitment to our cleansing, our purification, our renewal, our rebirth, our wholeness, our healing. The care to facilitate that which is enhancing, resubstantiating, enriching, uplifting, amplifying and magnifying that which is love, light, wisdom, peace, poise, power, potency, and to know that we can never beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded anything that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. And And so when you really look yourself in the eyes, and when you get butt naked and you look at that body and you see all of the evidence of distortion and dysfunction and waste in your system and the pain and the carelessness, thoughtlessness, mindlessness, to have even a place and space where you eat anything, do anything, throw yourself away while you try to hoard and acquire and take care of things. Your cars, your trucks, your motorcycles, your bicycles, your plasma TVs and all of this, while you allow your blood plasma to be filled with garbage. We are in a place and space where we need to wake up and rise up and raise completely up in this now moment, as we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent enough not to be killing ourselves and our children, and working on behalf of sickness, illness, disease, and death, but serving life and facilitating our clearing, our cleansing, our healing, our wholeness, so that we are restored and revitalized people, that we are standing on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, living lawfully, lovingly, caringly, rejoicefully, delightfully, thankfully, peacefully, prosperously, triumphantly, victoriously, and eternally. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.